Blog Talk Radio.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Hey, good evening, guys. I got a few things going on, but I was actually getting ready for this weekend. The cancer event got canceled because of the rain, but we'll be doing it this Saturday at Calverton. Still on. We're going to definitely finish up. I know a lot of guys have said they were actually putting their cars away for right now. And the ones we got to do, we have some diehards that can or that can make it to certain tracks. I wish you the best of luck whoever's traveling out to Mike Hill's race. It's got quite a bit of stuff going over there. Should be a good one, the finale. Also, I think they have something that Custom T's got something going on. And I'm not sure, but I thought something was in Virginia. But right now, I'm going to make sure I get a few things in going in through because we do got a few more races that the guys want to lock in and want to try to get something over with before the end of the year. But on a happier note, the one time I did something before, I liked what I did. I really enjoyed it. A lot of people enjoyed it too. We had a battle of DJs once, and that's when the COVID was in and nobody could go really anywhere. And I decided, heck with it, let's put the DJs together. Anybody that was a DJ from, they had to represent a grudge team, and they would play a certain amount of time, and then we picked the winner. So I was thinking about doing it again, but I wanted to do it like a Christmas version or some kind of like Happy Holidays, New Year's or whatever,
kind of thing, theme. Last time we had like an old school, so why not try something a little different for the holiday spirits when we listen to it? I'm actually going to put some money up. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do, whatever. Like last time I put it in. So I'm going to be taking some ideas of what we how we can do this. I'm going to get me a few judges. What better judge? Slick was a good one for me last time. He didn't mind being a good judge on it. He's going to tell you like it was, how he, what he thought. And if I can get a couple more judges, I like to get them out of a different area and go from there. We're going to make it a little bit better than what it was last time. Hopefully everybody have a little fun with it. I mean, even though season's over, don't mean that we can't still get along and have some fun about this stuff going on. So I'm going to ask, if Slick's on here, I'm going to ask him right away. That's going to be my first one, my first judge. Slick can get on here. And then the other one, I wanted somebody from down south. I figured I'm going to probably put Weeby or something like that on there. If you're out there, Weeby, hit the one button also. I'm going to do a little bit from, I already got one guy from down south from North Carolina. And I'm going to also put Dexter out there. What the heck? So we're going to have a little fun with it. This year, you know, I know it's starting to get cold real fast now. So I know a lot of guys are trying to go to Florida. But after Florida, kind of it. So I'm trying to figure out what's the best date to be doing this at and have fun with it on maybe a weekend, and we just listen to it and everybody just hang out. And we'll do like an intermission in between. And we have the guys in the middle. Like people can talk about it, what they think about it. And we have their judges. They keep their own scorecard. They put their whatever they that they think. Nobody needs to know what they did. And then at the end, each judge will tell us who they think was in first place, who was in second place, or whatever. We'll go by the scores, whatever they got. We're going to finish it off. So we're going to definitely do that this year. I want to do it again just to have a little fun with it. That's all to it. Like I said, the racetrack to me has got to be fun. So why not have the fun keep going, and we don't have to be racing to still have fun, so I can turn around. And we got our own family, because that's up a grudge family. Why not have a little fun with everything going on? I know Swizzle was in it last year. Well, that 1 year. I forgot how many years ago. It was 2 years, something like that, if I'm not mistaken. I'm actually going to say, I know another judge I want. I'm going to ask Chan, because since he likes to be a good critic. And also, I'm going to say Paul. So I'm going to see what I got right there with a few judges. And then after that, if you got anybody that you want on the entry, tag us in there. Tell us who you want. You can come on if you want. Say I'm saying he's part of their group. So, like, for example, I can just say, you know, you can call any group. I don't care what it is. Swizzle, he'd be representing Racing Jason's crew or whatever. Or whatever he's going to say, you know, something like that. But they got to be part of the grudge game in order to get in there. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to turn around and we'll let them go play, and we can listen to our own guys and have a little fun with it while we ain't doing nothing over the weekend or whatever. And that's, I figure it's going to be after Baldy's race, whatever, we've got to do it. But I'm actually going to want to send them something holiday special, like you have to be something like that. That's your part of your DJ theme. It's got to be. Can't be. We had old school before, but we're gonna do a little something different. So that's what I want to try to go with. I'm gonna have a little fun with it, and we're gonna definitely do it. Do it up. But if let me see, Swizzle's out there. Six out there. Weeby, if you're out there, hit that one button, because I want to pull you guys in real quick. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, guys, my screen just went out on the computer. I can't see if you hit the one button. Hold on. What the heck? I'm hoping it pulled back in. Let me try to refresh it. Huh. Guys, hold on 1 second. Blog Talk Radio is screwing up over here. Oh, boy. That's not good. Well, anyhow, I just wait until the screen comes back up so I can see. So I can't see not one number. Wow. I don't know what happened. Freshening up. I'm going to just hit something. The number's not coming, but I'm just going to hit a number. I'm just going to see if they answer, anybody answers on his phone. But the number's not coming up and the arrow's not on it. Hello? 845-0695. I can see your number.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Cowboy? Yeah, I'm up
here
trying to get the rest of these numbers. I don't know. Hanging in there, but I'm just looking at my thing. The screen is like only at the top part, and I see your number up there, but I can't see anything else. These guys, I hope you guys ain't hitting the one button. I'm sorry. If you are, just hold on, because I'm waiting to see if it's refreshing. I'm going to hit it again. Cowboy, I don't know if you were here that time when I did it a couple of years ago when it started with the COVID.
Right.
And we all didn't
have anything to do. I wasn't on at that time, I don't believe, no.
No? I just figured, I just wanted to go ahead and do a little something. I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to try to do it again this year. Which, and I will do it again this year. And we had some fun with it. It was really good. We had some of the guys, Grizzle and all of them, showing their talent. It was cool, you know. Matter of fact, it had to be like more than that. It had to be like 3-4 years ago because at the time, Big Dave was around and Pee Wee, and they all were into it heavy. Big Dave was one of my judges also. But I just want to have something to keep it going. Everybody in the Christmas spirit and have fun with it. Not turn around and just, okay, only time we see each other in racing season, only time we talk to each other is racing season. So let's just keep it going and keep in touch with everybody.
Sounds good.
And you know how it is. I'll tell you right now, there's some people out there that are not feeling good, not in the best of health. Everybody can say a prayer out there for whoever's out there, and we keep it going down here. Make sure you look out for the guys that's out there that you don't know. You know, sometimes until you heard, and I don't know how he's doing. Well, reach out, grab that phone, and reach out there and call that person and make sure they're okay. You don't have to be on every time it's going to be at a racing season. That's the only time you talk to them. Keep in touch with each other like a big family. So that's my whole thing. I'm looking to do something also.
No, I said sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know there's a lot of other things going on right now. A lot of people trying to get their stuff there over the winter, you know. And I know how it goes, you know, but sometimes people look, you know, get bored and they're like, oh, man, I wish somebody come in and do something. So I know you got a show coming in, Cowboy, soon.
Yeah.
I know you're going to be having a Zoom, you're going to be having a Zoom show, right?
I'm still on the fence with how I'm going to do it. I'm probably going to do a Zoom. It's probably going to be like a Zoom and a YouTube thing. So I'm just sending the last couple of things with it. And then I just have to figure out what night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basically,
okay.
It's going to be, you know, a show that we can get on and talk and BS and... you know, if people want to lock it in, we get someone to, you know, a DP person there that will DP, you know, and, you know, talking about up.
I know guys been talking about the DP stuff and stuff going on. And I myself, I'm not going to do it like before. It's going to be wherever. The person, whoever the person chooses, let them choose whatever they want, who they
exactly.
feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
You can have, at a track, it don't have to be one DP man. It can be 5 or 6 DP men. You know, some people like, you know, certain ways some people call it, you know, and others deal with some other people, you know, and it's like back and forth. So, you know, you got Royal Hazelwood, you got Steph, you know, it's got a lot of guys out there that actually do
exactly.
DP. And I'm not going to hold nobody, though. You got to get this one guy or whatever. I think it's between, honestly, Tate Trooper, I think it's between the two guys who they feel comfortable with And that's how we're going to do it with my show. I'm just going to say, I'm not saying you, but I'm just going to let you know what I've decided to do. I just said, I'll let them call it where they want. So if they don't feel like they want to be comfortable, I'm not want this guy, I don't want that guy, which you're not have seen it, and it's been said. So it's nothing wrong with you choosing your DP, man. So it's going to be just like somebody choosing a race where they're going at. I mean, it's the same thing. So I have no problem with it. So I know a lot of times people push it. Sometimes they push a guy to go on a show and want him to lock in, and the guy's kind of like don't want to say it because he might hurt somebody's feelings because he don't want this guy to be his DP man. And I don't think he's fair. I think he's with this guy, blah, blah, blah. I think he's, you know, so honestly, tell you the truth, I just let them pick their own DP man this year. And whatever they want, they want. Whatever they get, you know, and that's it. When I got on the show now, I just found out, see, the numbers right now, steady coming up with Block Talk Radio, but there's a way now I can turn around. I got to just see how it goes, but they told me how to push the button. I never tried it. Say there's two people up getting ready to lock the race in. Keep everybody else from going on the show and saying something and adding their 2 cents in. You can actually put them in a conference room. So, for example, I'm putting you in a conference room with Cliff and y'all can iron out you and whoever the DP man. So instead of somebody stopping the race, because that's what we're getting a lot. A lot of people are going back and calling up this one. I don't think you should be racing him. Now I'm going to turn around and put it in the back conference room. Those guys are such their race. You cannot stop it. You want to know the reason why some of the races got stopped? Races sometimes get stopped because people mouths that don't have nothing to do with the race. No part of neither team, but there'll be one to first say something negative or turn around and say, oh, you're going to be killed. I want to bet $100. You just race stop. That's all you did. That's everything what it is. Yeah. So from now on, it's going to be whoever those two people that I'm talking about want to race, and I put them in the back room on a conference call. Whatever they, whoever their DP man they want to have, when they come back, when they say they're ready, they'll click me, hit me, and I'll turn around and I'll let everybody hear it. This is why their race is going down. This is what I'll let them tell it, the DP man tell it, and that's it. That's how it's going to be for now.
Yeah.
I'm not letting some of these guys on the show, and I don't seen it 100 million times. I don't care about what you do after the show is off and you go call the person or whatever. You do what you want to do. But honestly, tell you the truth, word gets around fast and everybody knows who you are, who the people are that go back and say, try to stop a race. When it's good for them, it's good for them. But if it's somebody else, they want to stop it. You know, so I'm just saying just like this. A lot of times people don't believe it, but you can stop a race and say, oh, that guy can't, that guy's too fast for him or not fast for him. Meanwhile, you got a guy that don't believe it and go out there and then he beats the guy. And everybody like, how did he beat him? Well, if he'd have listened to you, he'd have never raced and you'd have race stopped it. There's a lot of races that happen this year. For example, I'll say it straight out, Cliffy races. Every one of Cliffy races, except for yours, when he raced you, everybody put Cliffy, the underdog, he was going to get killed. And what happened? Cliffy won. But if he'd have listened to people telling me, you can't win, you can't win, you leave that guy alone, you're going to get blown away, he'd have never got those wins. But that's the problem.
Yeah.
We got people in everybody else's ear trying to tell you like they know, you know, everything, like the astrologist, whatever you want to call it. If that's the case, they know everything. I want to give me the 5 mega or Powerball numbers for me, please. So they know everything. I want to get some of those numbers so I can go ahead and win. You know, but that's all. I just got to do it like that, and I'm not gonna do it. I'm not doing it any other way. I'm not gonna change nothing. So this is gonna be my new platform where I'm doing it at. I'm gonna start it off. Next year, I'm going to actually, I figure they're going to be locking it around.
I have a question for you now. Once people are going to lock it in, do you want them to, should they have the money ready to go? Are you going to let them, you know, lock it in of word of mouth, or are you going to make them lock it in?
Well, this is my
send me the money.
Okay, but this is my thing. I don't care how they do it. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you this. When I ran, whether or not when I ran Little One or Marcus or Antoine or any one of them, I never put a dollar up. Never put a dollar. We never did put money up. But we knew each other and we knew they were going to screw each other. Whether or not if I lost or whatever, win, whatever, we had our money up. I can't make a person do that. It's up to you, those two parties. I got nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me at all. Now, I just want to let them go and iron the particulars out, how they lock in their race. Once they iron it out and they do it on their own, the races will get locked in more. But when you got everybody in the world jumping in, putting their own two pennies in, and they got nothing to do with the race, wait until the race is locked in, then put your 2 cents in. That's how I look at it. You turn around and put it ahead of time. Guess what? How many people get scared? You know, sometimes everybody asks me, what do you think? How do you think? Where are you going, Joe? You'll hear me say, I don't know. I can't really say. And the reason why I can't say, because I don't want to turn around. I'll be able to be a race stopper. Because sometimes people say, well, Joe must have got an insight on. He knows this guy. He knows that. No, but I don't want to be a race stopper. That's all. I lost times. It's no big deal. You know, and no big deal to me. I mean, you can win some, you can lose some. And that's all to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. But I got guys over here that will turn around and they'll just follow a person's lead because his name is such and such. So once they follow your lead, guess what? You just stopped everything, all the races. Let them lock in first. Now somebody asks you something or you want to put your 2 cents in, he going to beat the mess out of you or whatever. Fine. Whatever you say, you say. At least the race is locked in. We get to see it. Now if you, we're going to find out if you're right or wrong. That's all. You know, if you knew every, if you, I'm telling you right now, if you knew every race, wouldn't you be betting on every race? You know the outcome? Right or wrong?
Of course. You're right.
Well, I don't see too many people, if you know, if I know every race that, and I know it's going to win, you think I'll open my mouth and tell somebody something? I'll be trying to win that money.
Mm. Yeah.
So you just start thinking about it. Just start thinking about some of those guys that open their mouth. They want better dime, so what is it? Because they're second-guessing. They don't know if he's really going to win. You got a lot of guys out there just don't want somebody to turn around and shine either. So that's my whole thing. I'm going to keep it that way. And I hope that races go down like next year or even that's left over this season. You see it on Facebook. You see it on everywhere. Sometimes people chime in and they don't realize what they just did. They stopped the race. They say certain things. He beat such and such. And well, maybe the guy didn't know that he beat such and such. Now you just stopped it. Now he ain't going to race him. So sometimes you wait until the race is locked in. Then you turn around and say, wow, man, I want to bet you want to lock in something. Go from there. That's how you do it. That's if you're a true drug racer.
Yeah.
But then you got some people just, you know, just like I said, will hate because they're worried about somebody shining. And my hat goes off to a lot of the guys that went out there and did a lot of racing. Hey, Jason Gray went out there and ran Wicked Bird with a conventional headed big block Nova, all steel, all glass, and won. But if he'd have listened to everybody else, he's going to get run over. He's going to get this. He's going to get that. Don't get me wrong. You know, you hear people say a win is a win. And that's true. You know, I know what the bird said, his nicest thing come along, but it don't matter. He went out, he won. So regardless, he won. You know, it don't matter.
Yeah.
He went out and he did something that nobody thought he can do, and he went out and won. You know, so there's a lot of races that are out there that I got my hats off to you guys that went out there and took chances where you, listening to somebody else, you weren't going to race. But you went out there, you did your thing, and you end up winning. Some people might lose, but, you know, at least you went out and did it. That's what my whole thing is right now because I do see it and you do hear from it. I don't know how many people call back and tell everybody, man, this guy's over here going back saying something about this race, that race. Well, if you ain't got nothing to do with that part, you shouldn't be talking about nothing myself. But I got to make sure I get these guys in because I don't know. I only see four mics.
Probably get people in.
Yeah, because I know it's in there, but the rest of them blurry. I don't know why. That's my first time I've ever seen a screen like this. And let me hit my son up and tell him. Finally, it's like I don't want to cut it off and cut back. I try to cut back and something shuts off. But this Blog Talk Radio, they switched the host number for me to get in. It's a little different now. And what race? I see Killer was talking about. I got to ask you anyhow. I don't know if you've seen Killer saying something about running Cliffy.
Yeah, Cliff put out his, I guess, his new car. Is this Cliff's new car? He has a big time car now?
Don't get me lying. I don't know what's up.
You know, so, you know, he's been showing a lot of pictures of this car. So, I guess, you know, I called Killer, you know, but...
Did he call Killer out or something? And what happened with that?
Yeah, I guess. You know, I called Killer, you know, and he was out to eat. And he's like, I'll call you back. But, you know, I guess he put another post out. I think Killer put a post out today. I'm not sure because I just looked at it briefly because I was working. But, you know, only way I could see it happening is they do it somewhere locally. You know, I think Killer's post was something on the street, but I don't think Cliff is going to go on the street. So that might be at the track. That'd be a nice little race, I guess. I don't know. You know?
No, that definitely, I know for a fact that Cliff ain't going to the street.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So.
Got a lot to
lose. So most likely that'll be at the track.
Well.
And I know Killer that he'll definitely do the race if he makes it right. So.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this here right now, and I know a couple people that's out there right now that will not come to the track, will not race. They just want to stay on the street. And, you know, some main reasons are because not everybody can hook on the street. So that's the whole thing. And not everybody's got the heart. I'll say it just like it is. You got grudge races, you got bracket races. You can put a bracket racer inside a car. You know he's been cutting these double zero, you know, almost a triple zero, whatever, you know, light, almost perfect light. When it comes down and puts money on the line, he might react totally different. He might turn around and fit, go to sleep. He might go red light. He might do anything. It's been known to everybody when they got to put their own money down. It's a totally different story. And it's just like with these classes. If I don't have to worry about my money, if I only put $100 in, say, to get into a class, there's no big deal, no pressure on you. There's no pressure on you.
No.
You got $500 out of your pocket or $700, whatever, $1,000, whatever, out of your pocket. It's a totally different game plan. Because now it's your money you got to run. So it's a little different. It's very different when you tell them. That's why you hear people say they like the shootouts, and some people don't like the shootouts. If you look at the big boys like Rocking them, they don't want to do it. They want to go one-on-one. They want to put that pressure on you. And that's what goes on. Not everybody can handle pressure. So it's a little gameplay to it. I mean, you know, when that money goes down, you know, a lot of times people just get all frustrated and do something stupid, anything. I'm gonna tell somebody about it anyhow just so they know. I'm gonna tell you what happened one day at Boys Creek, Maryland. Everybody remembers this one. Rico and them came out with the little truck. They were gonna run Big Red, and Big Red, they told me, Rico told me, he kind of got us, but we ain't backing down today. We going out there anyhow. So he told Austin, do a killer burnout through the trap, through the light. So he said, trust me, just do it. So he made, I mean, like a John Force burnout. He did his thing. Not to be outdone, Red never be doing a burnout through the light. Red went in that water, man, I guess he had to impress somebody better. Meanwhile, he had the better, could have faster car that day. Rico's car was a little hurt. This thing came out, and he did the burnout. Let me tell you, he had the RPMs he must have had his foot to the floor. When that thing bit, all I can tell you was he hit the wall. Hit the wall with the car. That was the end of the race right there. Everybody was like, what are you doing? And that was the whole thing. Chan, if you can you hit the one button for me? Because I need you on here tonight, too. I guess you heard me. You can hit the one button because I can only see the first three numbers. I don't why I can't see it. I need to get you and Slick on here because I'm going to have to see if I can get you guys to, if you will want to be one of the judges, because I'm trying to get everything together for that holiday. Yeah, just text me. And they said, tell you what the clip I'm talking about. And you ready? Race, he bluffed. Oh. And somebody just sent me a message, said they think he was bluffing. Toyota ain't even ready. Okay. I'll give you a minute. Okay. When you get in, just hit the one button. I'm going to see if the top three. All these other numbers, I normally can see the whole screen, and I can look at everybody's numbers. I got people on here right now, and I can't see but the top three. Top three numbers, whoever called in right away. I can see. And that's how I got you in there. But, we're going to change a little. My game plan right now is to be changing things around. Like, well, they can do what they got. Everybody else can do what they want. I'm going to keep it the other way. I'm just going to keep it so people can't race stop. That's all I'm going to do. And then we can go from there. I know, Cowboy, what's the deal with you and Clippy now? You guys are still going to do that race over next year or no?
I plan on doing it next year. Depends on him. You know, I don't know. If he's racing big tire, you know, we'll see.
Yeah,
hopefully.
We're
supposed to get it in.
You know, that small tire racing, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, my son asked me about it, you know, are we going racing them? I said, Clippy ain't going away. I guess he's done or whatever. I'm not sure what's going on. I said, so it is what it is. I said, you do what you got to do. Keep on having fun, whatever you got to do. That's why we didn't go to no Cecil County or nothing like that. And, you know, everybody was talking about going to Cecil County to race, but nobody was locking in. It seemed like everybody told me. So far, they were like, kind of cold. You can't, don't trust the track. Which, and I thought that it would be pretty good weather for certain cars, you know. It's not bad. I mean, 60 degrees is perfect for me, if you ask me. You can't ask for better weather than that. I can see if you're talking about under 50, 45 or something like that, you know, just learning about the track. But 60 degrees, that's good weather. Anything in the 60s, that's good. But, they were crying about it when it's too hot, so I don't know. And Cowboy, if you heard me, this weekend, Saturday, will definitely be the cancer walk. And I know I didn't get to talk to James. I'll probably call him tomorrow. But we definitely got it going.
This weekend?
This Saturday. Because Sunday, okay, we're going to have it, and then 8 called for 80-some% chance of rain. Mm. So he didn't open the gate and let everybody in. So, I mean, we had a lot of crowd over there for Saturday, I'll tell you that. A lot of guys came out anyhow, was hanging out. They over for the weekend with their cars. And, you know, some guys that never even come out with their cars, they decided to come out and said, let me try the car out so I can be ready for Sunday. You know, Petey Smallblock is out there, and you know those guys are all there. So hopefully, if everything works out like it says, we should have a real good time and have a nice little walk and everything, and we will make it good this way. I'm gonna have to try this, man. Okay. I really hate to try it, but I'm gonna have to try the refreshing. I just hope it don't drop the whole computer right here. Because I'm looking at only if it's C3 numbers, and I can see it says, tells me 38 on his keyboard, switchboard. But I didn't see it if I push the button. Let me just see if somebody, if I click somebody, then I'm going to call somebody. push that number in. Raising Jason, if you there, push that one button. Let me just see if you go up to the top. I want to see if it goes up. It's not going up there. I don't see nothing. I think I'm going to have to refresh this thing. I'm going to call me something up with the Blog Talk Radio again. They already changed our host call for the host instead of the guest. Not the same number no more. That's why I got to, when I call them in, and make the show different. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio. They changed so much stuff now. You know, because stuff was getting breached. I don't know if you guys know about it. Just like Las Vegas, they breached that. So, let me see. I hear you're on, Jason? Yeah, but I don't see your one number. I do not see it. Push the one button, let me just see, Jason. Wow. Telling me he's on. He just clicked me on, Jason. And that's why I'm sorry, because I can't open nobody's mic, because I can't see nobody else. This is crazy. I never seen it go like that.
And there's no way you could restart the whole show again?
That's what I'm worried about, because I don't want to knock it off, and then all of a sudden it comes up. Hold on, let me just see who... Somebody's got, I can see one number up here. Let me see if it's a mixture. 484-8596, your mic is open.
Yeah, Joe, you got me.
Okay, what's going on, Silver Hulk? I see Silver Hulk number, but I mean, that was it. But Jason, nobody else is, I can't see none of those other numbers. Only when you hit it up, that went up to the top. That number went to the top, but nobody else did. Saying to myself, what the heck is up with the screen here? So, well, what you got going on there?
I ain't got nothing going on right now, but just trying to get ready for other stuff, that try to do something for next year.
Okay, I mean, we ain't got a pitcher of cold water for you right now, do you?
I thought you
melted the screen on my laptop here, man. Golly. So what?
I thought it was funny. I did too.
I mean, it's all funny games. You know, you joke around. I mean,
yeah.
You know how it go. You take it with a grain of salt. That's a, you know, don't even worry about it. You know how it goes.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes you got to let stuff. You in the racing game, like I said. Sometimes you got to have some tough skin. Let it roll off. Don't worry about it. You know that was like a. I got to say, here say, she say, whatever, you know what I mean? And like I said, you know, you had a track, it don't matter. Somebody, you had a grudge game, just be prepared, everybody, anybody that's out there grudge racing. I don't care. Somebody might tap you on the shoulder, but don't get mad. Just say yes or no.
No, get mad.
I'm about to be ready.
That's it. I got enough time to be ready now, you know? Just make sure I go, let me rush it. I ain't gonna rush this time. I'm just gonna take it one day by.
I'm just saying, you know, like a lot of guys get upset. He asked me to run. Well, you know what? Somebody gotta ask somebody.
That's true.
So, you know what I mean? Well, the other side is, otherwise the grudge race is never gonna happen. Don't get mad because a man asked. And like I said, when you go to a grudge race, you should be ready to put somebody tap you on the shoulder. Be happy that somebody tap you on the shoulder. I'll just say this here, and I'll say it like it was. When Andy was out there, ain't nobody want to tap his shoulder. He can be at the track, ain't nobody even take a piss about talking about Andy. It was very rarely somebody would say they want to challenge him.
Yeah,
you know?
That's why he's lonely at the top. That's what I said.
That's why I used to be happy, man, when you turn around and get races. You know, people say, man, I went over to the truck, I ain't get a race all day. Ain't nobody want to do nothing. Well, evidently, you didn't want to do nothing either. Did you ask anybody? You ever notice that? You ever heard somebody say that?
Yeah,
but then
I
after,
hear it all the time.
Yeah. Did you go and tap anybody on the shoulder and ask them, do they want to run? No. So how you expect, you know, everybody, if everybody's sitting around their car, oh, how your car running? Good. How your car running? Good, good. That's all you keep hearing? But nobody's out there to say, do you want to do a little something? Well, good. Ain't nobody going to ever race. So that's why I said somebody got, that's why sometimes it is good that you got, sometimes you got a mouthpiece of somebody, you know, that comes through and kind of mix something up, play around a little bit. And that's how it goes. Me, myself, I love when I hear somebody, you get a person. I know sometimes they say, oh, man, he instigating. Yeah, he instigating, but you know what? He's making it have fun. He ain't in a bad way. He's just having to make sure he gets this race off, see if somebody want to run. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing. So that's all,
but
so sometimes I get a little offended, you know how it goes.
I think there's going to be a lot of good races next year. A lot of people going to have their car ready. And
yeah.
I think so.
Well, like I said,
on the show, they just tapped.
Yeah. I'm just going to say it like it is. I know, like I said, I know three races already. I just can't let it out yet. I'm not going to let them out yet. I'll wait till the last race is over here. And they doing it just like they did when we used to be in Englishtown. At the end of the year, everybody know you either go to, say you went to Slick and them Christmas party. It was Slick, Cliffy, and let me see, Paul and Robbie, you know. How many races, you got three or four races lock up in that Christmas party, on that Christmas party Eve? I think that would be the 24th, if I'm not mistaken. They would lock in for March and be ready.
There were a lot of lock-ins,
you know,
in there.
Yep. And that's a it's gonna be crazy. That's all I can say. It's gonna be good. I could already see what's happening because they doing the same thing like they did years ago. Now all of a sudden they say, I'm gonna be ready. You are gonna be ready. And let me just say this here, so everybody don't get it twisted. They're doing the same thing that Young Thang and Zeus did. They actually put up a certain amount. I'm not going to say the amount what they got because I can't say I know exact because I don't know exact. But they put a certain amount up. 2 weeks prior, before the race, they have to put the rest up. If they don't, they lose what they just now put up. Not how they were saying, trying to say the first time that Young Thang supposed to pay the whole pot. No, it wasn't like that. That's what I thought the first time, too. But I didn't want to say nothing because I really didn't know exactly, so I'd rather keep my mouth shut. You don't know for sure. Kind of like you got to stay out of it. You can only, like, assume. I thought it was like that, but, you know, like, these guys word certain things, like, a certain way, so, you know, you got to make sure you know exactly what's said. So it's good the way, if you listen to Steph and him, how he says it, he tell you exactly how it is. And it's like when they were saying about the other race, do you think that pot should that race? And he said, no, because the race, they're supposed to be at Joe's race. And Joe didn't have a race. So if Joe didn't have a race, that race is void. So remember where everybody was talking about, should they have still raced? But they shouldn't have, because they locked it in with that word saying at Joe's race, Pro Stock Joe's race. So that was the reason why that was something up to be made, what was said. So it was cool. You can't ask nothing better than that. He explained it. Everybody, both parties agreed with everything, and they were happy with it. Done deal. You know, he stood his ground. No back forth. No taking sides, whether this one's my friend or not. And that's good. That's what you want. So on the other hand, we know we got some stuff going on. Some things you might have to iron out with certain people. Certain people you got to have somebody else to talk for you if you don't know. Because you can get looped into something that you don't know. And so sometimes you might want somebody to be with you. Well, they call him your lawyer. Everybody was called. I need my lawyer. He's going to be the one talking. You know? And Who was the lawyer for SQ back then? That was Crunch, they said. Crunch was the lawyer for them. He was the one that beat the way out of pocket there. And that's how they did it. I was like, wow, really? So a lot of things went down certain ways, so I just let y'all know. We're going to keep it moving. Look, I got guys over here hitting me up right now. If they hit the button, and I don't see a number. Okay, hit me up right now. That's what the beep noise is. Jeez. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should push this button. If I push this button and then I can't get back in there, it's going to be screwed up.
What number did they call on?
Called me on my cell phone number just a while ago. He just called me my cell phone just now. Just like Jason. He told me he hit the one button. He said he's on, but I don't see his number. I don't see it. What?
You can't open all of them up?
Huh?
You can't open all of them up?
No, because you can't. You only can see. They start. It's a blur after the three or four. It's like it's like blue, green, and everything else. I don't know if you ever seen a screen. Have you ever seen a screen? How you say on air? Have you ever seen when they do it? Push the one button, right? There's a little hand that goes up next to the phone, to the thing. Say if you're sitting down there and the red button, you're just sitting on the side, nothing but just sitting there. That means you didn't call. You're not hitting the one button to go in. The green button goes. I put you in the back room and usually put you two on a conference. Nobody can hear what you're saying, and that's what you guys are supposed to do. So I'm supposed to be able to hit both buttons, green, and that'll put you in the back conference room. And that's something I've been learning that while they've been trying to tell me. So no, you got to use the conference room thing like that. Nobody can hear what they go. So that's how you guys are going to be locking in. I don't want everybody, because you know what happens? If that's the case, I'm going to have to do it the other way. I'm going to have to turn around and mute everybody's mics so they can't jump in. So you should be doing this. You get that. You should be doing, you know, and it has nothing to do with the race and neither one of them. So that's why I'm going to put it up to a conference thing in the back. So if I turn around, I got somebody right now, say you and Silverhawk, Silverhawk, you and Cowboy wanted to race each other. And Steph was on here too. I hit all three of you guys on the green button. Only you three will be in the conference room together. So that's the new thing I'm going to do. It'll keep a lot of confusion down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nobody can stop it. I mean, like you and OG Bobby, talk about racing here. You know, I understand. I'll let you guys go ahead first or whatever. But now, so you say, we ready to lock in. But if somebody keep buttoning, I'm going to say, hold up. I'm putting you guys in. How many times have you seen on this here radio station that somebody gonna stop the race?
Yes, I
told. When the race just about to get locked.
Yeah.
You know. Or they go and check the way. So we put you in the back room. That'll be the best thing. Then when you guys come back on, I'll let you guys explain everything. Well, your DP man or whatever explain everything. The race is locked. Y'all know. Now, if anybody want to go talk and jump, go ahead. I'll let them talk whatever things they say. There's no problem there. You can't stop the race now because it's locked in. That's all. But next year, I'm thinking, honestly, K-Troop, I think it's going to be, like you said, a lot of guys going to have their cars ready. And God knows, like, I'm telling you, man. Like I said, I thought I was going to have the new truck out ready to go, but one thing led to another with this thing, man. So next year, that's all I can say. Not a lot of guys are getting their cars together. A lot of guys are trying to trade through some racing for next year. Killer just got his back together, you know. I see Kane over here. I'm going to let everybody know. I got a new car, a Jeep. I'm going to be looking for some action with a Jeep, all-wheel drive. I have that in Gallant also, looking for some action with the new cars. That's what was told me. I have to make sure I tell them. If you guys know, I was at the track last week. Long Island needs a racetrack out here. And I've seen a lot of guys I haven't seen in a long time, and they just came out. They were supposed to come and try their little car out, and then they said they were going to the racetrack. I'm going there this week, Saturday, and do the cancer walk, and I'm actually going to get some footage on a few people so everybody knows who's who. That new car is coming out. To you guys, it's new because if you've never been in Long Island, you'll never know. You would know these guys, but I got new guys from Long Island coming out. All of them want to have they got their cars going to be ready. And we're going to push it from there. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be when I say interesting year, it's going to be real interesting. And also, I got to say congratulations to Mike Castellano for winning the World Championship, our sponsor, our helper to the grudge game. And he's a grudge racer at heart. Everybody knows it. Anytime I need support, whatever, to the cancer groups, everything, you know, he's there. When it comes down to food or whatever, if I need certain meats, I can get it. 1, 2, 3. Can't ask nothing better than that. You know, the guys always supported the grudge game. You know, supported me, so I just want to tell him thank you. I know he might be on here now, too, because I know he listens sometime, too. Or he might be celebrating today because I think since he won it. But that's all good, all said and done. We're going to have a different time this year. And I just hope you guys just, how can I say it? I laugh about when they talk trash. I like to see, like, don't get me wrong. I mean, I was really shocked. But Bobby stood right up, stopped. Bobby stood up and wanted to run. I was like, okay. You know, and I know you kind of like didn't want to hear it until you hear it from the horse's mouth, right or wrong? Am I right? Come on.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying, now you heard it from the horse's mouth. So now y'all can actually work around it and do y'all a little run. Like, you know, I don't know. Now I said y'all can work it out together, and, you know, once you're ready, you can tap him on the shoulder back, and you guys can set your own race up.
Oh, yeah.
So, I know you don't drive, though, right?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm just saying, and Bobby say, now who going to drive Bobby's car? Bobby's driving his own, right?
I guess so. I doubt it.
Well, he was talking like he was ready to drive his own last time. You know? So that being said, I think it's going to be real, real interesting. Then, you know, like I say, it was good that, I mean, I know Ghetto Cowboy broke something, but, hey, they were ready to get up in the mix right away at the beginning of the year. People can say what they want to say, but James and, you know, all I can tell you, he's a good guy. He loves racing. He likes to gamble. So you will see James and them and Ghetto Cowboy, they're going to get it together. They're going to go out there. They're not scared to go ahead and race. Problem is right now they had a problem they broke. But they'll be back out next year. And you're going to see them do some action. That's why I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that, man.
We didn't break or anything. We just took time off. You know, that's basically, there's other things that's more important. So, we'll be back next year.
All right. And I went out, like, this year. A couple guys I looked around that normally stand on the outside, let's just say this, was behind the seat, behind the wheel of the car. That if you've never seen them behind the wheel of the car, so happy to watch them get behind the wheel of the car. This week I tell them, I said, shoot, they going back out there this here weekend. I said, well, I'm telling you right now, I'm rolling the car out. I said, I'm going out too. I'll be there Saturday with y'all. I meant that too. So basically I said, the car just been sitting. It's just been me. I just wasn't ready. But now after I've seen them go out there, kind of put a little fire underneath me. I want to go out and have some fun too. So I seen them how much fun it was and poo poo and the other crew. I mean, I said I had to do it. I had to do it. So my son told me what I was doing. I said, I'm cranking up the car. What are you talking about? I'm going to be ready for next week. I'll be there. and I'm going to race too. So I fired up both cars, and I'll be there out there Saturday, and next year, God willing, everything goes straight. Be out there ready in March. Matter of fact, I'll be ready to lock in for the March opening day. I already did one, and that'd be Sicori. That's what I got locked in the first race. And then after that, I'm going to lock in the Vega with a little race too. We had talked about it, and basically he's been asking me, so I just want to make sure I'm back. So they want me to be behind the wheel, nobody else. And guess what? I'm getting behind the wheel again, regardless. I put my son in. I said, I'm going to try it. Go ahead. I'm going to go out there. And like I said, when I gamble what I can lose, and that's it. You know, nobody can turn around and stop me from what I want to do when I want to do it. If I decide, I say, I'm going to do it, oh, you crazy. I wouldn't race. I shouldn't do it. You're going to get beat. Well, whatever you think. Do what you got to do. I know where I'm betting. I know what I bet. I always say, well, my pot, if I call my pot, you call your pot and you say $1,000, $1,000, I'm not relying on people being there and have to turn around and put the $1,000 up. That $1,000, if I said, I know I'm covering it in case nobody wants to bet with you. That's how I do it. That's how I do my pot. I just want to make sure. I don't want to go there and all of a sudden everybody back out and then I done called out a number. And guess what? Right. I can't cover it. I'm calling out another number that I can cover. That when it, guess what? If nobody else bet with me, I'm going out there regardless. That's how it's going to be. So when I ran ODV, nobody wanted to bet. But you know what? I ran them, and that's how I did. And, you know, he had to clear me. He didn't clear me. And that's how I won. But, you know, everybody telling me, you should let us know. If I knew I was going to win, you don't think I was a freaking, you know, oh, my gosh. Sometimes I don't know what people be thinking. And I like I said, I do my racing. I'll tell everybody in a heartbeat. You want to bet? You know, sometimes I let a few people, a couple people, but the rest of them, I'd rather you bet on the stands or bet anywhere else because I'm not a person. If we lose, I shake that man's hand. Good race. Hope I'll see you again. I don't want to hear no crying.
That's the way you should be.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that crying where I got to worry about, man, you lost my money. Well, you shouldn't have bet it then because you shouldn't have bet your rent money or whatever you bet it. Insurance, car insurance money, thinking it's a guaranteed win because it's not a guaranteed win. Anything can happen. So that's how I look at it. You just hope that you got your stuff right and everything together and, you know, hopefully, you know, you come through. That's all I can say. Because anything can happen, whether it break the tie loose, hit the tie, anything. So that being said, you know, I can't say too much about it. You know, a lot of guys don't want to admit it, but that's how it goes. You got a lot of guys out there talk a good game, but they put these pots up there. Some of them say, I'll rerun for 3,000 or 4,000. But then all of a sudden they get there. Now they got everybody around trying to get people to bet with them because they don't have the money. Then when they don't bet, then they got to give the deposit up. So, yeah, I'm not calling out a price that I can't turn around and take care of myself. And I think a lot of other people need to be doing the same thing. So if you only can run for 500, hey, just turn around and say, hey, I'll go 500 and better. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Only thing the guy can do is say yes or no. Now if people want to bet in, now you go over to tell them, look, I got other guys that want to bet. You want to bet? And that's how it goes. If the guy wants to, then you go from there. If you want to go up higher, you go up higher. But don't turn around and be relying on people all the time. That's the problem with a lot of the races. They're relying on, well, he got money, he's going to bet. Just because he got money don't mean he's going to turn it loose either. Because he'll say, I didn't see that. I didn't know what I saw. I saw this. It didn't look good, so I'm not betting with you. I ain't doing that. Meanwhile, he just made you go out and put the deposit up. Make sure you turn around and race for 5,000. Meanwhile, you only got 1,000. So now you wait for everybody else. Now what are you going to do? Give your deposit up. I'm not doing it. I'm going to have a little fun with it. But, guys, hold on a second. Cause I got to try to push this button. If I don't, you know, everybody's hitting me up and telling me that they got the number in. They text me, but no one. I haven't seen a one. I'm not. I'm going to try to see what happens. Nope. Got to refresh it. But yeah, I don't know why they're doing this. But anybody got, you guys got any plans? I don't see anything. I'm sorry. I'm just going to let it be for a couple minutes. I just pushed the refresh button. It didn't kick off. But I don't see the, I don't see nothing else lighting up. And I see a whole bunch of numbers down here. It's blurry, but I know that.
You going to try to get JJ and Michael Lane there at the lot?
Yes. I did talk to, I talked to both of them. I talked to Jeff Rogers. Jeff said, matter of fact, we were thinking about the Florida thing. Well, they were thinking about the Florida thing, but I guess it's kind of like a lot in the air. They don't know if they're going to go to Florida. Jeff told me he wants to debut his new car, Acolon, also. So that being said, but it seems like I know that race has got to happen between Mike Lang and Jeff Rogers. They talked about it, and they talked about it. So that race has got to happen. Also, I'll tell you straight out, top notch to make sure this race happens. He wants to do a little something, too. I actually talked to him. He went to Tulip Truck, and he asked me about it. Everything goes right. Top notch would be at Gallant, ready to roll, ready to run. Mike Lang, you know, on the other hand.
Right.
Yeah, you got the pickup. And just to say, not to be get upset, but Lang did say he wants to do a few things, and I know he wanted to run Ricky Fox, but I don't know if Ricky Fox got rid of his car or not.
The car got sold.
But if it got sold, then, you know, that race is, that's a dead race then. That was not going to go. I did see that. That's why I didn't want to say, but I also, some, it's definitely sold.
Yep.
It's definitely sold. Okay. Because we wanted to see that top notch, and Ricky Fox go at it. The car, I really admire, and I said that really looked good. And a lot of people are taking them lightly. And Brian Epps, Brian Epps' car is a beautiful looking car. It runs good, and I think everybody's taking them a little bit too lightly. A little bit too lightly. He drives his own car and everything, you know. Yo, you can't have something better than I'm watching them tune this thing and everything. It's like, wow. That's
what's
that's
the name
incredible.
Of his car? Act Right. What's the name of his car?
Act Right,
yeah.
That would be a good race to watch between Act Right and the truck. Would love to see that.
That's
or Act Right. Act Right and Mike Lang. That would be a good one, too. You know, all those guys around found the same thing. So they're close in the ballpark. It just takes nobody can make a slip up. That's all I can say. You know. On the other hand, you got some more guys that's coming out. You know, I'd love to see. You know, don't fool yourself about it. I'll say it straight. I know a lot of people don't like to say, but I'm 100% behind young. Regardless, if I see him come out, regardless, I'm just happy to see when he's out there. And he used to always bring something to the game, and I can't stand when somebody say, oh, he's done, he washed up or whatever. I can't say that's why they've been betting me so much. Because I said to myself, sometimes I'll be saying, you know, I'm done, you know, I can't do something. That's why I'll get back in the car. When somebody doubts you, that's, I like going for the underdog to watch and hope they can come back. So that's how I lost money on. I had a guy told me, said, if he go in there in the water box, this wasn't part of the bet. And Steph can tell you about it. If he go out there and he make a burnout, Joe, you won $50. I said, what? Yeah, that's how bad that some people are saying that he won't do nothing. That's how bad it is, you know. And I just want to see guys. I just want to see him go down the track.
He just try to hit the fuck you button. That's all that is. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's a fuck
but he had
you
a problem,
button.
You know. let's just say, he had a problem. A lot of people don't believe it. They don't think so, but he did. I actually got to see the thing up in about the transmission, so I know. So let it be known, let it be said, I know. I know a lot of people, you probably saw the thing, but I'm telling you right now, you can say what you want to say. I know after he was going to go out there. But, you know, they got me on a couple of races. That's why they always bet me. They always try to bet me and take my money. Because they said, you believe in him again? I'll bet you $50. Matter of fact, I owe Bobby a Snapple. He said, I want to take your money. I would take anything you got. But how about this year? We bet a Snapple, a nice cold Snapple. So when I see Bobby, I gave him a six-pack of Snapples. That's what I got to give him to. Wow. Hey, that's how bad, you know. I want to just see him when he gets up there and get his shit right. And let's just say this, and I'll say it straight ahead of time. I remember when Jason first came out with the Camaro, and, man, they was telling him he needed to park because he don't know what he's doing with that nitrous and whatever, blah, and all this. And Jason kept messing with it, and then finally when he got it and started getting some few wins under his belt, those same people that was talking doubt them and saying everything was the same people that turned around and was trying to hang on his coattail. Oh, come here, and all this junk. Get out of here. You know, but you're the first one to doubt somebody or say something. He can't get this or he can't do this. But that's why I'm into it with the underdogs. I love it. And like I said, you'll see Saturday I will make it go live so everybody can see the cars from Long Island. Couple from New Jersey that I think is coming. Two people are coming from a couple places. But they like what we're doing, so that guess what? We're going to keep it moving. Let's keep it at the North versus South. And in October, the Cancer Walk will be at Galan also. And I got a little special treat later on in October because I got the new, like I said, sponsor and everything, so we'll be laying a little bit more out there so you can be able to see and have a little more fun with it. But, guys, I'm going to shut the show down because I cannot. I'm sorry. I really can't. I know everybody's hit me with this saying that they, but I can't even get nothing on it. I know Jason's number, and it's not no one button up here at all.
How many people you got on that?
Oh, I got 39. Hold on. I just got one just popped up. Hold up. See, none of those ones hit there. I got this number. Hold on. I'm going to call it right now. 240-8095. Your mic is open. Get right
What's
to the
up,
top.
Fellas?
How you doing? How's everything?
What's going on?
Everything's good. Everything's good.
All right. What do you think? This driver, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that driver. Hey, driver, how you?
What's up there, fella? What, you riding dirty tonight?
No.
Uh-oh.
I'm home.
Okay.
What's going on, driver? What's going on?
Not bad. What's up there, ghetto cowboy?
Just chilling.
Thought you was out there paving the pavement, you know? What y'all talking about?
No, I'm done.
Driver, I got to tell you something. I don't know if you were on here back then when the COVID was and everybody couldn't do no racing, couldn't do anything. And I decided to do a little DJ special, old school back then. And you had to be affiliated with a race to represent one of the grudge races, their teams. And each one had their DJ. And we gave them a certain amount of time to play. And I actually gave money away for first prize and T-shirt second, whatever, you know, sweatshirt or whatever. That's how we did it. I'm going to do it again this little bit. I'm going to do it like a holiday thing, you know, something to cheer everybody up, even though it's going to be after the Florida race. I'm going to do it again.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if you have someone and saying representing your team, that DJ, and you like the way they play certain things, whether they be at the track, whatever, or a car show. Those are the ones that I want in there. And we'll have a slot for them to go, but so much time. And then after they stop, the next guy. We'll give a little intermission in a little bit. We'll give anybody that want to talk about what they do, what they think, how it was. And then from there, the next guy will be on there and we'll say, coming to the stage, and I have the next one. We have Reggie from Jersey on it. We had Free from basically Long Island and New York representing me, my crew. We had Swizzle, Mount Vernon, Race representing his crew at the time, and Dredge Race. You had a couple more. You had, I forgot her name. She's from by Colonial Beach. She was representing the team out there with Troy Henderson, Short Dog, you know. So we're going to do it. We're going to have a little fun with it. I just figured I'm going to do it like a, almost like a Christmas spirit thing or whatever, something that's going to uplift everybody, have a little fun with it. We're going to do it at the end of the year. We're going to do it. And I do want some judges. So if anybody interested in doing the judges, because I really don't want to do the judges. I listened to it, but I couldn't judge on it. Some people love judging on that, the music, and they think who's the best, and then we're going to go from there. And then we'll award the person the money and everything. We ain't going to do
that's
it.
Good.
Like I said, I do it to have a little fun. I don't do it to out there to be doing anything else. It's just more fun with anything else. That nobody, I'm not asking nobody for no money. I do it myself and just having a little kickback and having fun with it. Because everybody needs to have a little fun every now and then. And they asked me, everybody asked me about how much was it, where we at right now on Saturday. It is $8,400. That's what it is. That I raised.
What is that for the cancer walk?
For the cancer walk, yes. It's $8,400.
I'm going to hit you on Facebook because I'm going to get your cash app and spend your something on that.
I appreciate it. No problem.
Yeah, because I've got family members that dealt with cancer. Got a good friend of mine going through it right now. So, and with him, I'm just trying to be there with him, being more support, you know, just coach him to, hey, stay strong and keep going.
Yeah. And anybody that wants to walk that day, come on out. And just come on, walk with us. We're just doing a little walk through there. And I know sometimes people want to bring their pictures of their loved ones that they lost, and they walk with it, with the pictures going down. Feel free. There's no problem at all. It's nothing. And we're not asking nobody to donate. We just actually show support to one another. That you'd be surprised how many people have cancer that's doing that walk. That you might not know. You might be standing right next to that person, and that person's going through it. By you walking next to him, it feels like a support. It feels so much better. So that's what we're doing. I want to make sure that everybody knows that's what basically what the thing is about. Someone supports each other, making sure that we got each other's back. And like I said, the money that goes to everything, Annapolis, and you'll see it. The Lumina Center, I was making everybody, I will be putting it down a list so that everybody knows who's turned around and supported. I want to just tell them thanks. Also, they have a tax ID number for you. I'll make sure I give it to you so you can turn around and what you donated, the ID number, you know, if you want to write off at the end, you know, when you say, did you give anything? And you have your tax ID number. They'll have your name already written down and how much you donated, so you can get a write-off. So there's no doubt about it. Everything is a good thing going in, and the money's going to a good cause. You know, what better way, you know, us coming together and banding together. I can't even tell you how many people, you'd be surprised how many times we done reached out in our Grudge family. How about that? I'm not going to say family, but I'm saying the Grudge family, and how many people turned around and came through, and people that we lost in the Grudge game that normally used to be on this radio passed away. You know, so a few of them, you know, right around this time, they tell me right before, you know, I got to make that walk with you. We got to do this walk. I mean, I had one guy tell me something that I got to do this walk with you, Joe. I'm going to try to be there. but he didn't quite make it. He couldn't make the walk, but he was there in spirit. He was in the hospital and never made it, and basically never came out of it. But we all know him. We love him. And that's what it's all about. Showing support. Just him smiling. He knew what it was for. He actually thanked everybody on the radio station. And it is a good thing. Just like a support group, that's all. One big family, that's all.
You know, I don't understand some people support negative stuff financially for something positive like this. They won't even get $5.
Well, you're right about it. You know, I've seen stuff, you know, that I say sometimes, man, we shouldn't even be thinking about nothing, supporting nothing like that. But sometimes I hate to say it, that negative stuff sells like crazy. It's like I see sometimes people call people out of name. I mean, you know what? I get it about joking around and all this here, but and trying to get a race, you know, they said do a push button and push them to make them say effort. But me, myself, sometimes I get carried away with that push button, you know, like pushing
there's a limit.
Yeah, you get start getting personal and all that. That's not my kind of race. You know,
with that situation, I'd rather walk away from it and rather I never race you or be the last person or if I race myself.
There you go. And that's how I feel sometimes. Like somebody said, well, why don't you race them? Nah, it's not even worth the headache. I don't even want to hear it.
You look at it and you like, you don't want to race the person because you see what happened with another situation. And like, you know what?
Yep.
I'm not like that person. So instead of me involving myself into that chaos, I'm going to just go ahead and hang this left and keep on going.
It's better off if you ain't got no problem to go anywhere. I ain't got time for this here stuff when I hear people. They get to a point where when you turn around, I seen it on Facebook. I seen it all over the place. You hear it. When I see you, it's on, blah, blah, blah. Come on now. That's not what the grudge is being about. We have to have fun. Now you got time for it. When you got to go through that, you go into something like that, you asking for something to happen. And then we wonder why.
Yeah.
I'll say it straight out. Like I have said, I have to call some guys on the side and stop it before they even feel like they're going to go to a certain piece. Look, no need coming to my show because I'm not having it. Don't bother me.
Yeah.
To let you know ahead of time. If you start right there, you're going to get locked up right there. I got nothing to do. Oh, you going to turn the cop on me? Listen, there's rules everywhere. I'll say it to anybody. I'll say it like this. I know a lot of people don't like sometimes what I say, but when I go to your house, you got certain rules I got to obey by. You come to my house, I got certain rules. You know, I want you to obey by. So some people don't like nobody smoking their house. Some people don't mind you smoke. And that's the rules, what they got for their house. So when I got my show, I got certain rules and I got certain things I don't tolerate. And basically, those are the things. Now, I'll give you the certain rules on the thing. At Gallant, the rules was 4 people per car coming up to the start line. You know? There's no reason for 200 people down at the start line. The reason why I'm going to tell you, the one time in Florida, I don't know if everybody remembers, but the girl got ran over and got hit with the bullhorn and everything else because the guy was trying to do his burnout. Now, she wasn't on the side there. She would have never got hit. But everybody only leaves like 6 to 8 inches. And now, I don't know how many times you guys, whoever's driving a car, you're doing a burnout. The ass end starts to turn a little bit. Do you get out of it? No, you just drive it out a little bit and burn out, right? Well, he went to the side just a little bit, and guess what? She got clipped. She went down. She got the stitches in the lid. You know what I mean? The other race was, the guy goes over there, and Dog was, that's what the big argument was about. Dog was trying to situate it, you know, calm it down. The guy was giving the other guy the break, but he couldn't even see across because so many people were in there. And the guy, he couldn't react from the car moving. But it was too late. You know, that other guy didn't want to hear that. He wants his money. Then the other incident was, how many times did you see they had to keep cleaning the starting line down in Florida because people were taking, they had their red cup, food in their hand, cigarette butts or whatever, and they just drop it on the ground. They had good prep there. Problem was, sometimes people drop food or a drink and they got to come back trying to clean it up. That was the problem. It was a lot of, it takes a lot of time up when you got to keep on worrying about it. But you go to certain things and you see a guy's got tons of cars. Oh, we're going to be sitting in this line a long time. Yeah, the reason why, because they got to keep cleaning it up because you guys keep dropping stuff on the starting line. So make it a little simple. Four, say you have all those cars and you got four people per car coming up there. It's more than enough. Then the next two go right back up and do the same thing next to four people to a car. It works out good. Not only that, the spectators, you don't have to worry about them trying to see who the heck is coming through the crowd. Can't tell who's racing because you can't see the car. Not until they come past out like 15 feet out after you notice the car. So it's unfair to a lot of other people that paid the same amount of money as you did. So that's one reason why we keep that, and the safety reason also, as the insurance did not say, anybody can tell you, anybody with NHRA or anything licensed like that, insured or sanctioned by it, they're not supposed to have anybody at the starting line, that many people at the starting line. So that's what are the things are, you know?
It's funny that you say that because you hear so many people, oh, hell with them, that's what we pay for, blah, blah, blah. If you only knew what these track owners go through physically and financially just to keep the doors open and legally, you know, and the sad part about it is, you know, we all take a gamble, we know that. But, you know, anything can happen, you know?
Yep.
And you have a nitrous explosion, you have a flywheel come out, you can have a dry shaft shoot out. I had a buddy of mine in a Corvette doing a burnout and sheared the lug nuts off, and I'm standing next to the con and tire chasing me, you know, which I'm supposed to have been out there with him because I'm helping him, but it's just the point. You never know what's going to happen.
Yep. Are you right about that?
If you take a stopwatch, go ahead.
A lot of people don't know, like, how many times over there did you turn around and see somebody get ready to fight because of something stupid, because the other guy pushed them, or they all bumping into each other. It's really, you know, they don't mean nothing, but sometimes they got to back up, and, you know, because of the car coming through, you're so tight in there together. You're not giving the guy leeway. And I said, you know, like, for example, these tracks don't, a lot of tracks didn't want grudge races, period. It took us a long time to really get that status that they accepted us. Before, they would put the bracket races over the grudge races. That was one thing. Yeah, I hear people talking about, well, we the one that bring all the money and they got no other choice. Yeah, but you know what? You might make money to them, but then you also cost them money and cost them their track almost because you do the foolishness and that stuff, and then now they got to go to the town board in front of the town board and say, what happened to your track? You had a fight over there. You had this and that. You know, there was fights. I don't know if you guys seen it. And they put it out there. There was a couple fights just recently with two tuners fighting in the starting line, right? But you're not going to hear nothing about it. It was like a no-prep race, right? That was one. The other one I know you guys saw, you seen Big Country and them out there fighting when they're supposed to get all the guys together and have the meeting for the race, and the guy threw a punch at Big Country, Little Country, and the fight went broke out like that. But you're not going to hear anything about it. That has been a grudge race. Oh, my gosh. It's a totally different. Those guys are animals and this and that. Oh, it's just totally. They want to. They're already, like, labeling, you know. And so, of course, they got a subject to any old thing. Anything happens, they got to go to the town board with you. So they try to keep it from you. And that's what's going on over here right now. The guy actually said it on the announcer speaker yesterday. The lady said she'll sanction. She wouldn't mind sanctioning. Well, I'm ready to back up Circle Track or how did she say it? It was basically in that category. and not drag strip, but she was saying something to do with circle track or something like that, because she thinks the drag strip is where the fighting comes from and everything. And therefore, she's running for election, this woman. But a lot of people heard it that day and was like, what? And so she's trying to cover herself because she thinks we got the bad, you know, basically we stereotype, that's all it is. We got the bad thing right now. We're the rough guys. We're the ones that always like to fight. We're this and that. And that's what the problem is. So that being said, I think everybody needs to really tighten down what they're doing. Don't be mad at another guy for what they're trying to bring in, because sometimes they're trying to bring more for you to help you guys out. And, of course, you got the other crews, and I'll say it, Street Outlaws. You got a lot of the other things. You got PDRA. Everybody's looking over at you. Whatever thing comes bad, they want you to say something bad on the grudge races, because the grudge races right now, they're getting more action. They're getting more coverage. And those guys got the sponsors. So now what do you think the sponsors are looking at? I want to go where the place where all the people are. So they got to somehow keep their sponsorship. They don't want to lose the sponsorship to the grudge game. And that's the reason why they're going to turn around. I mean, you just look at some of the classes that they got, and you listen to how they're getting paid on it, or who sponsored, how much money they gave. Meanwhile, half of the guys that going out there that's trying to do the grudge game, they're actually using their own money, if you ever noticed that. They'll take it out of their purse, out of their purses. There's no sponsoring on the purse. We did one last year. It was a tennis tie. It was $5,000 to win. And it was the class we ended up saying, no entry fee. So nobody gave us a dollar. It ain't like we had a sponsor. So we came out of our own pocket. The other class was $10,000 that we had. And, you know, nobody gave us a dollar on that. Nobody, it was no sponsors to that. But that's the whole thing. You imagine how big we can be if we had something like those guys got Pepsi and everything else, and people giving you all this money, and now you don't have to use it. You can actually turn around and add on more money and make it be better. I always try to keep, when I did Gallant, and I'll just tell you straight, just like it is, I always kept it at $40 for the racing car, testing tune, $20 for a spectator. That was it last year. Everybody can tell you. I don't know how many years it's been the same price. Same price, right? Nowadays, you go to certain events, it's $30 to get in as a spectator.
Yeah.
You know? And people are just trying to, you know, whatever, which way. It's like, okay. And you imagine you got two or three kids and, you know, your wife and everything come with you, and then you got to try to eat too. That's a big knot.
You stay at home.
Yeah, that's a big knot.
That's why families stay at home now, because, you know, you're charging kids, what, five and up kids get charged?
Yeah. That's why I try to do certain things. Or you see me, whether or not everybody's like, why are you cooking? It ain't I got to cook, but it takes a little burden off some of the people that bring in the kids or whatever. Or, you know, they ain't got to worry about eating. They got some food over there. You know what I mean? It's so much better to help out. It goes a long way to turn around and, you know, one less burden that you got to do. Guys traveling, it costs us money to travel. I mean, I would love to see everybody get something. I was always saying, if we ever get a sponsorship, something like that, I can turn around and say, okay, this guy needs something, that guy's, you know what I mean? It actually helps out even better. That's what I was looking for. And I always said it. I was hoping that Real Street, Real Grudge Racing, the video, we had the wire come and shoot it and everything. I was hoping that got off the ground. And the difference was, the reason why it didn't get off the ground, and I'll say it, I know a lot of guys want to say it, the problem was we couldn't keep by myself and keep a secret. We had to go and put it on social media, show it on Facebook, putting it out there already. Street Outlaws has been shot 6 months ago. And you'll never know anything about what happened. because that was part of their contract, is to sign up and don't say anything. Otherwise, you're liable. So if you don't know what's going on, you can't wait to sit there and watch what happened 6 months ago. They're acting like they think it just happened. That race is already taped, ready to go, but they're not going to tell you. And guess what? You know the reason why they're not going to tell you? Because every time that plays over, that same show plays over, say they repeat it, they get paid again. They get paid every time. And that's what we were trying to do, the same thing. So guess what? Say, for example, we had Sammy race someone or Shakedown race someone, and then those guys get shown the following month, paid again. So if you say if they got, say, $500 for that thing, they get another $5 the next following month. Every time they would get money because it's getting played every time, and we get the money back, and it keeps going back. That's what we're going to try to do. So keep it moving, keep the mold show. But you know Street Outlaws didn't want it to go through. Nobody wanted to go through because guess what? You're going to be putting them out of business. And it came out really, the tape came out great. It's in California, if anybody wants to know. It's in California, still sitting there. And when I tell you the way they shot the angles and everything, you would never even believe it, how they had it. They can make the thing change so many different ways, and from the back, from the front, from the side. Look like you're inside the car. It was crazy the way that camera guy had it, the way he had it on station. And it was top notch. Like I said, it was the guys from the wire came and did it. Do whatever you needed to do. It was perfect. But then when it came down and went out there, someone turned around and said, that's already been done. We already seen it. It's on Facebook. Once they said that was it. You know, of course, Puff Daddy wanted to get it from what third day one. He wanted to buy it, but he wants to keep everything. He'll give you money for it, but he wants to keep it all. So he would have never had the royalty. So, like, you wouldn't be able to turn around and pay one of the guys. He's going to have everything, all the footage, and that was it. He makes the money. But what good is that? So that it wasn't what we really wanted for. We was wanted for the races. So each racer can make it. And you keep making different scenes later on. You can make more and more. Finally, guys would be able to step up. I mean, how many other guys that you know that was doing the same thing as Street Outlaws, you know? And for years, if that's the case, they should have been paid. How much money those guys get now? They're like big movie stars. We could have these guys over here just like something, you know, big. But I hate to say it, too, and I'll say it like it is. I don't care if people don't like it. Sometimes we like a bunch of crabs in a bucket. One get ready to get out the top, the other one grab and pull them back in. Should be happy when somebody makes it. I'm happy when I see somebody do their thing and do it. I'm happy to see when somebody goes through. Oh, wow, he made it. Let's go. Let's get behind him and let's cheer him on. It's a great thing. So a lot of people got to get that mentality because guess what? If he can make it, that means you can make it or your kid can make it. The next thing opens the door for the next man, next grudge racer. And meanwhile, if you ever look at it and see somewhere that some of these guys that came from back in the day that made stardom before they became, like, say, pro stock or whatever like that, you know, those guys came from back in the day, street racing and stuff, grudge racing. They did a little bit of everything. Tricky Ricky Smith, all them guys, don't think that they didn't do it back in the day. He saw Bob Gooden used to race out there in the street, you know, everything. These guys don't know. But they made it, and they did their thing.
Yeah,
nobody knocked them. Yep. Nobody
but
knocked
when
them.
When you hand it something, you don't appreciate it. So when you work for it, you always appreciate it.
That's true. You're right about that. You know? Yeah.
I'll pay for 2024. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think they need to cut back on all these shows. It's 3-4 shows a month. And it's the same cars. And, you know, I think it needs to go back to, you know, get some of these guys, man, come out of town. You know, set up some, hate to say it, set up some match races with them. You know, because it's losing its spot, you know, when you look, you got this show. 2 weeks later, you got another show. you know. Mm-hmm. People breaking, can't get parts, so you don't have the money to make repairs, you know. And, you know, it's just saying, when you put on a show, put on an event, that definition, make it a show, you know, put stuff on, you know, have quality racing and things like that. I don't care if it's slow cars. You got 20 slow cars, long point blank, big idea getting it in, putting on a show, and let's have fun.
I'll say this here. Ask the Fayetteville. And don't get me wrong. I was to look at the race. Those guys used to come in and race. And we had plenty of freaking runs be out there. You had a couple of them that were starting to get up there, you know, for the game. But the majority of them, they were like, you know, just our locals, going against locals. And it was more exciting than anything else. You know, you had new stuff going in. It was fresh. It wasn't like you was going to see the same ones going out, same in and out, the same person running each other. If you keep watching me run the same guy over and over, it's going to be watered down. You don't want to watch it. You know, I've seen it played out. You know, it's not the same. I like seeing something different. That's why I know a lot of people say something bad. You know, it's like say something like Cliffy or whatever. You know what? Sometimes you want to see a guy like him. You know, take a shot at somebody. It's more exciting. You know. But then again, sometimes you get a bully that only want to take on somebody like Cliffy. That's not exciting at all. It's nothing special. Mm-hmm. You want to outclass somebody so big, you know, you got so much over the guy. Not good. Not good. Right.
You already know you got him outgunned. And,
yeah.
And I totally agree with you with that because you know you got him outgunned and you still want to shout him to push the fucking button. You know, come on, man.
Thanks. But meanwhile, you got guys that are in their caliber, but they won't do that. They won't run that. Mm-mm. So that's why my hat's off to certain people. I look at it and I see, you know, that's a great thing. You know, that's a great thing. When you turn around, you see when you see two bears go at it. How many people really want to come see it? It's very rare. When you got something, you say, wow, they kind of like evenly matched, man. We got to go watch that one. And it's going to be that race right there. I'm going to tell you something. I know a lot of people that are going with Mike Lang. I know a lot of people are going with Jeff Rogers because either side can win. Either side can win.
Yeah.
That's why I do want to see that race happen. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. I know you. And everybody's up there like, you know, and when that race does happen, I was hoping that it was going to do it at Maple Grove at the Cancer World. I really wanted to see it. I'm not sure now. I know it's a couple of things going on, issues, but when they do get it settled and screened out, they're going to be doing it. There's no doubt about that race going to happen, you know. And that's my kind of racing. I want to see something like that. When you got some good drivers and good cars and they ain't picking on anybody, they're at the top of the shelf and they're going to go at it. That's what you want. That's what brings excitement. That's what really brings excitement. And how many times have you walked and you've seen two freaking, say, for example, two 1090 cars going to be going at it? They're basically, you know they're around that ballpark of 1090s. I'm not going to say that you know the times, but you're guessing they're around 1090s. They ain't that fast, but they're great. And they get ready to go at it. And then everybody and their mama, they are all looking to come watch that race because they know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, you know, it's just like a basketball team. You know? You know they're very well matched. Everybody's coming to watch that. It's a blowout team. Nah, I ain't going there to watch that game.
All right.
It's going to be about 50 points. What good is it? But when you got something that's evenly matched and you know it's going to be a fight, a dog fight, now you're going behind your guy. Well, we support our guy. And, like, I'll tell you straight out, I'm good friends with Jeff, and I'm good friends with Mike Lang. And you know, I talk to both of them all the time. And I always been in, you know, like me and Jeff got a, we had a good rapport with each other for the longest, way back when he had the other car, the one he wrecked. And I've been friends with him, and I've been friends with Mike Lang. And I know everybody asks me, so who you going with? I wouldn't say it. I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to take no sides and say, going with this one, going with that one. But they knew, you know. They knew where I was at. I just wasn't going. I didn't want to be like a race stop. I wanted to, but you can't stop those two from racing because they do want to race each other. You know, that's the difference between them because both of them think they can win. And that's what you call for a good race. So I can't wait till that do happen. And like I said, I'll be right there in front and center. I just want to see. I want to make sure I see that because I say with that race, honestly, in all due respect, that race is going to be won at the start line. It ain't going to be running. It ain't going to be won mid-track or nothing. Whatever leaves first, that's what the race is going to be. Because ain't nobody pulling away from nobody. Nobody's got more than the other one. That's how I look at it. That's my whole thing. And they're good drivers. They're both good. They ain't no play toy. They're pretty damn good, you know. So that's why I said I can't wait to see it. And, hey, that'll be the race to be watching. I mean, there's a couple other races out there. Short Dog, I'll give you a prime example. Short Dog and Thunder Goat. As soon as they go out there to get ready to run when they have the orange car and Short Dog, man, how many people come for that race? Because they know well, even with that Buzz Creek, I'll never forget how many people came to watch Thunder Goat racing. That was, when I tell you, I think it was only like a half a fender when they went through it, if that. Right after that race was done, everybody left. If the guys like when Thunder Goat left, they all left too. If people just like left, you know, like, okay, I got my money's worth. It was something that they wanted to see. It was crazy. But that's how we need to get it back to where the old way, where it's exciting. Not like a blowout. Ain't nobody going to watch no blowout. Ain't nobody want to watch something like that. Guess what? You got something. It's in a bag. You can't. Only way you can lose if the guy freaking blows the tire off or something like that. He's got a whole bunch of if he do this wrong. That's not racing. That's not.
If I tell you, when you see him post a race online, first thing you do is shake your head. Man, that ain't worth going to.
Nope. Not kidding. Not kidding.
It's just like, I'll stay home, take mom out to dinner. I ain't waste my money to go down there for that.
Yep. And that's how it is right now. That's what, like you said, you hear a lot of guys go up to talk about grudge racing dead. It's not dead. There's so many guys that don't want to turn around and just go out there. It's great when you do see. That's why I can't wait. I know he's got a couple of problems, whatever he's doing. And I can't wait to, you know, get his stuff together and get it hooked up the right way. Like I said, he is good for the game. You know, when he believes he got the car to run and he believes in himself and the car's there, he's going to be good because he's gonna bring a little excitement to the game. He's going to go out there and he's going to do what he got to do. And I understand, like I told him, don't rush his stuff so much. Stop rushing into things. I know you want to get back out there, but don't rush. Wait till you're right. Then do your thing. You know, that's the problem. A lot of times you just want to get back there to show people, you know, and I understand that. I feel that way sometimes too. Me being, and I'll tell you something right now, me being a cancer victim right now, there's certain things I can't supposed to do. Certain things I'm not, you know, and that told me certain things I'd never be able to do. And basically, it was one of them was like telling me to go to the doctor first. Nah, you won't be racing or anything like that. I could not, how can I describe it? I could not want to tell you how bad I wanted to get in the car, how many times I want to go down the track. And I felt like I couldn't do it. When you said you couldn't do it, kind of like, you know, doubted myself that I can do it, and I just left it alone. So
they kind of pushed me into a little situation. And then I wanted to do something. And that was when ODD, I just said, I'm getting in the car, and people thought I was lying. I said, I know my son can't come there. I'm getting in the car. And I actually went down there by myself and drove the car by myself. Well, a couple of guys were there. They were there too, but just the idea. Most of the time I had my son, and I'll let him drive or whatever. I said, I'm getting in his car. And I said, I know you ain't going to be there, but I ain't giving up my deposit. I'm going to race. Basically, I kept it in my mind that I can do it. And when after I went down, I felt good about it. I felt really good. I was real happy. I didn't cross the finish line first. I was a little upset on that one, but the transmission broke. But regardless, the deal was he had to clear me. He didn't clear me, and I still felt good. I felt like I won. I really didn't feel like I won because I wanted to go across the finish line first. But a win is a win. That's how I fixed felt. I said I would do it again. I've actually told him whenever he wants to do it, motor, we'll do it again. And when he does, that's what I do. I'll get right back in the car again. And like I said, last Saturday, just to be at the show out there, and I seen some guys that I never seen get in the car, and now all of a sudden getting in the car, it put a fire in me. So now I feel like, you know, I said, I can do it. So I'm getting in the car this Saturday, and it's not, you know, I know they ain't going to be that prepped out there, but, you know, I'm taking it a little easy. But I'm going down just to make sure I have the fun with me, and I know I can. You got the fire. When you get the fire back in you, you want to just do something. And there's a lot of other guys out there right now that was out there at the racetrack that day with me that I haven't seen in years. Told me, said they're bringing their car. They've got a car. You got to see what I got, Joe. You got to see what I just bring. I said, come on. Yeah, I'm going out there, and I'm going to follow you there to North versus South, and we're bringing the cars. And when he said that, I was like, really? He said, I'm sorry. I'm not kidding you. For real, I've got my car, and we're going. So now they all got their cars. And it's how you call it? The OGs. That's what I'm going to call it because that's what they do. They're coming back out. A lot of guys are coming back out and want to play. Whether it's Boy Love and everybody else, the crew, Gene, the whole thing, everybody that used to race. I'm talking from age group here, and everybody said they're bringing their cars out. So when you see that, you're having fun with it, and everybody else is having fun, we will gamble. We might not gamble as much as, you know, like we normally do, but we will gamble. And that's how we're going to do it. We're going to have some fun with it. I just can't wait myself. I wish it was a little warmer and a little earlier in the season that we could have probably jumped out there and started doing something. And it's not over because I think, if I'm not sure, doesn't Virginia have a turkey trot or something they call it one part of the year? If I'm not mistaken.
I know the VMP?
Yeah.
I think VMP they do. I think they got some type of event they damn down there.
Yeah, so, I mean, it all depends on the weather, too. But I know guys are asking me, is there anything going on? Is there anything going on? That's all you hear. So hopefully, you know, we can be able to maybe get one more in before, you know, where everybody puts it away. I don't know if Bud's Creek, I don't think Bud's Creek got anything else left out after this. I think he's just testing tune, but... You get a lot of guys that already got told me they just want to go out. If not, like they said, March opening day, like they said, they want to go out. And they're coming, like they said, they're coming to Gallant. And they're ready to roll. And they're going to do a couple other shots. I mean, they're going to hit a couple places. Buzz Creek, they're going to hit Buzz Creek. They're going to hit County. You know, they just want to go down somewhere where they can feel safe going down. I'm just going to let you know right now. That's the whole deal. It's nothing else. If the track is hooking, they're going out there. Whether it's Maple Grove is hooking, they're going out there. They actually about to go check out this track called Epton. They want me to go out there to look at it. I'll go look at it. I've never been there, but I just heard some things about it. I got to say, Silverhawk and told me about Beaver Springs. I've never been there, you know. They said they want some action out there. They want to be getting some of the grudge game out there. So, hey, you know what? If it's a good track or whatever, decent track, and you treat the people fair and don't try to kill them, you know, with the prices, we'll be there and have some fun with it. That's how we're going to do this. Well, I know 24, I'm going to be definitely doing it that way. And so hopefully everything will drop. You know? We're gonna do a little bit something different. That's all. This year gotta change it up. That's all we gotta do. I think we'd be all right.
What track was good this weekend?
What track? I'm gonna be in Long Island. They're at the. I don't know if you remember Grumman Airport.
No.
You
ever
heard
remember.
Of it? Well, no. They used to have Grumman was never. We used to have West Hampton Raceway, National Speed, Nitro Speed. All the tracks closed down. So these guys got together and they're trying to make a track. And they was trying to show the township because they really didn't want to give them a track or give us a track out here no more. That was it. And just to prove a point, try to do something, they took a piece of it and they finally got to let them go. They only let them go from, it's funny how it is. How much the regulations was. They were only allowed to race from August to October. That was it.
Ooh.
The reason why, because there was a clover piper out there. It's a very extinct bird. And he was laying eggs. They weren't allowed to braid the track. They're only allowed to drag it for rubber. Next year, now they just turned around and gave them the okay that they can turn around. They're going to put a cement pad in, and I think because they have to spray it now. So the problem is, like I said, that's why a lot of guys don't understand what goes on and to be happy for what you got. They won't let you run late. Let them run until 4:00 on a Sunday. So the time frame that you got on a Sunday was only 11 to 4. You know, it's 5 hours. That's it. That's not much time at all.
Yeah.
And about them, if you ever listen to it, like when we did the Bud Creek, every 10 hours of racing. And you barely get everybody in. So imagine.
Well, like I said,
you know?
And if you stop there, if they stop all the bullshit, and you'll get more racing in.
That's it. And that's what we're saying. You know? I know a lot of bull crap is in, and I'll say it like this. A lot of guys I know, some people are mad at Pro Stock, blah, 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 and all this. But I'm kind of like a little upset because our guys, we always want more, right? Show me anybody else that gives money out, whether he making money or not. Show me anybody else that's giving money out to the races after your race, you know, like saying that, okay, you won six races that day or four races that day or whatever. You're the king of the hill. And you get $600 or $1,000. I want to know anybody else that did that. And it might not even be his show. Just tell me anybody else that did that. I'm not mad at him at all, 100%. The problem is a lot of people turn around looking over the shoulder. They're pocket watching. If it wasn't Pro Stock and it was somebody else, or if it was them, they wouldn't care. But since it was Pro Stock, you know, some people just got a hard on for them. And I don't think that's right. Overlook it, whoever he is. If he's doing something right and helping out the game, so be it. Let it roll.
If you're in this game and you're promoting anything, you're trying to make money.
Yeah.
And
my whole thing is, I'll say it just like the Pro Stock, for example, said it's $50 to enter NGRA or whatever. You ain't breaking your arm to go get in it. You got in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's on yours. You don't have to turn around and get it. If you got in and you decide you want to act on it, and then next thing you know, just look at it this way. Win one time. You're just 10 times your money. Win one time. One time of that. One of the races. You just won 10 times your money.
It's 35 bucks for races. $35 for races and $25 for non-races. That's what it is.
Okay. All right. So just for example, first place was, say, 600. and just all you took was $35 to enter to get $600, and you go, you're going through the whole year. I don't care, you know, how many shows he was doing, you know, back him. He couldn't do everybody's, but he did quite a bit. So something like that, you know what? Anyway, I'm not never going to say nothing big. The problem is with everybody else, they want a pocket watch. People want a pocket watch. They want to say, what do you do with the rest of them? What do you do with that money? Well, you know what? That money runs fast out, giving it out like that. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it's like running a business. You're on the outside looking in. So you don't know what people go through to do A, B, C, or D. You know, just like with the banquet, you know, it's money. Nothing's free. To buy trophies costs money. To buy a plaque costs money.
To rent the place,
you know,
nobody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To cater the food, it costs money. Nobody look at that.
Well, they win and they're happy.
They're looking at the gross, but they're not looking at what everything you paid out. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So when that comes down to it like that, you know what I mean? A lot of people need to step back. Because basically all you're doing is getting... And it's not right to get inside somebody else's business. That's how I look at it. Whatever that man does, he does. He's working, doing it. He ain't twisting your arm. He ain't robbing you, whatever he's doing, his business. If you don't like it, don't get in it. That's all. Stay back. Yeah. Let somebody else win the money or whatever. So that's what I want to see. I like to see stuff like that. Something that comes back to the racing game is a great thing. You know, the same thing, I'll tell you. I made everybody give me checks and let them write to the cancer group. Basically, a couple people said it and they couldn't do it. You know, I'd rather give you a kid. I said, okay, well, just give me a name. I'm going to write it down. Here's the tax ID number. Here's your receipt. So anybody that turns around that want to get in, I make sure they got it. So nobody can go back and say, I wonder what he did with all that money. What he got there. You know, you always got a doubting person, you know, thinking that somebody's trying to steal something. And it's sad when somebody try to do something the right thing. But that's the bad part when you start getting people like that. Doubting people and don't know the real deal, what you're really going for, reason why you're going to. So that being said, that's why I did it that way. And I'll keep it moving that way. I can't wait to just go up there and be able to handle checks in. And Jeff Rogers actually got checks on. He went and took care of stuff. But, you know, nobody said anything like all those years and me and Dexter was been doing it and still doing it. We did it last year. We were going to do it. We did it in the name of the Grudge Racers. And we made the check so everybody could see it. It was at Galant. But nobody gave us money. But it came out of me and Dexter's pocket, period. And we donated to the Cancer Fund right there. We made sure everybody can see it, but we put on there. On that big truck, check, you know, first and south from the Grudge Racers, that's what we had. We didn't turn around and say, we made sure. Because we wanted to make sure the Grudge game gets the accolades like it should be. You know, ain't nobody else patting nobody on the back. They don't never say anything when we do something good. The first bad thing, they're ready to say everything. See them fighting again. See this here happen. See that happen. Negative, they always going to throw out there. They ain't going to never tell you about the positive that you did. And that's how I look at it. I just, like I said, I don't want to say it's my name. I always never said it on my name. But I just don't do it. Do it from the heart. Like I said, I felt like I got spared because I blessed somebody. And I want to keep on blessing them. Hope to still be around for a lot longer. Hold on. I see something come through this here thing. Let me just make sure. I see a mic over here. If I can open it. Wow. 347-4186. Your mic is open. Hello? 347-4186. Your mic is open.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, man. Hold on. Let me get it again. 347-4186. Your mic is open.
Can you hear me, Joe?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Nope. Oh, that's
we
good.
Hear you.
This is all right. This is James.
What's going on, James? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing about 80%. Yeah, I'm
80%.
Just listening to the show.
Okay, okay. All right.
All right.
We're gonna be doing a walk this week if you get a chance to make it out.
Oh yeah, I got you.
I know. I know your favorite spot when you leave.
You know it.
I know you're going to hit that Jake at the casino.
I'll catch you out there later after the race.
I know my wife will be ready to go, so I know she'll be ready to roll with you.
Yeah, all right. We'll get together and we'll meet at the place.
No problem. No problem, Dave. And
all right.
Good to hear from
take
you.
Care.
Good to hear from
you. Okay.
Wow,
you
that
too,
came
babe.
Up. All right. Take care. But, yeah, I'm going to
right.
close it out because I can't see anything else. But all in all, like I said, you guys have got a chance. Hey, take a chance and call a couple of people that's not doing too good either. You know, we got a lot of guys out there, Andy Harris and everybody else, you know. Our prayers are still with him. Everybody's going through, you know. He's looking very positive, but like I said, we're going to keep him in our prayers. There's a lot of guys out there, whether you've got sick, stroke, you know, heart condition, whatever. Make sure to reach out to him and just tell them, you know, we with you and we praying with you because we like a big family. That's how it's supposed to be, you know. All the time, I don't want to hear something. I don't want to hear from somebody saying something after somebody we're going to bury them in the ground. Hey, let them know you love them ahead of time and let them know you think about them and your prayers are with them while they're alive. So make them encourage them. That's what it's all about. That's what the cancer walk is about, encouraging each other. Because a lot of people are in a battle that you don't even realize. And like I told you, I'm one of the people. And the first thing is, like I said, it's a mind game with the cancer. It's a very big mind. When I say mind game, anybody that's going through it, they know what I'm talking about. I know a lot of times people don't understand, why is he saying mind game? And what happens is you look at life a little different when they first tell you you got that big suit. And all I can tell you is it almost like the world stopped. And you got to evaluate, you look at stuff different, like things that you get upset over ain't that bad no more. You know, you try to overlook it. All you try to think about how when's my next day, what might come. You don't know what's going on. So that's why it's kind of good that when you go up there and, you know, a person that's right next to you can be going through the same thing and you tell them how you had to think about it. Me and myself, I had gone through a point of time where it was messing with your brain and I never forget when I first got there and they asked me, you know, you get to see this one and see that one. And they asked you, do you need a cancer support group? And they asked you, do you need a psychiatrist? And the first time I came back and told my wife, yeah, we got to need a psychiatrist. I thought I need a daggone doctor. I don't need no psychiatrist. What I need a psychiatrist for? Not knowing what you could use a psychiatrist because you never know how it's going to play tricks on you. And what happened was one day I'm driving, and out of the clear blue, it was almost like water went in front of my eyes. I couldn't see in front of me. I had to pull over. And it was like just tears. And I was like, what the heck is wrong with me? And I'm not thinking. I already know I'm going. My treatment, everything seemed like everything was going good. So I had to pull over, and I was like, what? There's like something wrong with me. The medicine messing with me? So I made a phone call, which we had a cancer support group, and they told me, nope, your subconscious mind is thinking. Even though you think you're not thinking about it, your subconscious mind is thinking about it. He said, there's something you got to focus on and to take it away. And I was thinking everything, whatever. And finally, I just, you know, got away. I couldn't understand. And I was like, what in the hell am I going crazy? Well, lo and behold, it was something simple. I had this little game. Never forget it. My little nephew was playing it. It was called Candy Crush. Everybody knows the game. And I was going through it, and I just grabbed it and started doing it. I started playing the game. Do you know we took it away? It was funny. Everybody looking. So sometimes when I'm going through something, I'll grab the freaking thing up and pick it up and just go to playing a stupid Candy Crush because it makes you focus, not on something else. You don't forget all about something. And it's great. So that's why I was just saying that sometimes the cancer support group, and I told a couple of my guys, that a couple of people, that what happened, what I got to do. And now all of a sudden, they go, yo, man, you got me hooked on this thing, blah, blah, blah. Like, I ain't getting hooked on it, but yeah, he said, but it worked. I said, yeah, it's something that you got to just start thinking, baby. Go down by the water, go fishing or anything, you know, just to get something off your brain, you know, get it off. And that's why I say it means so much to me when just to walk. I don't care about the money. Everybody acts like, you know, you ain't gonna get, it ain't your show, but you're going to do it anyhow. Yeah, whatever. When I was going to do it at Gordo's, I didn't want no money. I said, everything you give me goes directly to cancer thing. That's what I want. Every dime, whatever you give, I don't want not one dime. We already made it up. I made Steph B on the phone. I made Jeff Rogers on the phone. I made Gordo on the phone. And every last one I said, now, you guys heard what I said. I don't want not one penny. All I want to make sure is that you take care of those guys that's working there. That's it. All I want to do is make sure every other race and everybody's taken care. After that, mine, you know what to do with it. Whatever it is, I don't want one penny. And that's what it's all about, because it actually, I needed that. Yeah.
Hey, you got to get Timmy Ruff out for credit, too. He did the whole track for free.
Huh? Yeah.
Timmy Ruff out?
Yeah, I seen that. I seen him do it. I seen him give it to the tree, the whole track for free. I seen him do that. Yeah, like I said, what I do with mine, I mean, I understand they do it for free, but I just want to donate to the cancer people, because there's a lot of people out there that don't have the insurance to take care of them on certain things. You know, I just let them know, if it's a cancer, not everything is covered. Not everything is covered. But that's the reason why I do it. A lot of people don't understand. I hear a lot of background noise in the back. Somebody's by a TV or something. So that's what I'm about. And that's what I'm
there you go, Tuff.
Yeah. So you guys, I understand a lot of people do certain things for certain reasons. And that's my main reason for that. Give back on whatever I can do towards the people to help out the next man that's whatever he's going through the illness. That's what it's going to be. So, you know, I don't know how some people got their situation, but there's always something out there that you'd be surprised. You never know how bad somebody else has got it worse than you. So they can sometimes use your help. Some people won't ask you for it, for help. But then some people, you can't help them financially, but you can help them spiritually by walking with them, being with them. Like I said, once you got this here, I don't care how much money you got. Ain't nothing going to help you. You just can pray for God, that's all. And hope that you know, you got some people in the background when you're going through those tough times that you talk to and have that person to support you. Because you're definitely going to hit that road. I don't care what you say. You know, a lot of people don't think, oh, I ain't never got to worry about it. But let me tell you, I never smoked a cigarette in my life. I ain't never smoked a joint in my life. I ain't never did drugs in my life. And I got cancer. So I don't say it's all from smoking or whatever. It could be from the food. It can be anything. And like I said, everybody's going to be affected one way or another, whether a loved one, you know, it could be a relative. It could be anything. It could be mother. It could be father. It could be you. Stuff is going around so fast, it's crazy. It's spreading like you wouldn't believe. And like the cancer that I had, one out of every five men right now has prostate cancer. They don't even know it. And the whole thing is everybody should be going out there and getting checked. Because if you can catch it early enough, you're okay. If you don't, it's a painful death.
when I say painful, I got to see a couple of my own friends go and pass, and it's like it's something that you just don't want to be or you don't want to see. I mean, if I don't know if you guys ever been to a hospice when they let you have the needle and, you know, they keep injecting you, and then you have also the morphine, you push the button and shoot more morphine to come back and get you something else. And, man, I was there, and I just watched the person just when he hit it with him and the eyes rolled back in the head and all you saw was white. And I was like, wow, got to be something strong. So that's why I feel like I got to keep it moving, and I got to keep everybody else in line and awareness. I know, I think next year what I got coming, if everything works out with the doctors and all, they said they were willing to do it. I plan on bringing like a bus down there. I don't know if you ever seen it. They do the physical on the bus. They test you right there for you. That's what they plan on doing, what we plan on trying to get from in October. Yeah, some people that don't want to turn around. I'll just say this here, and I know a lot of guys on this here phone, because I do have some guys, buddies, that, oh, I'm not going to let no doctor put his finger or whatever. You don't have to have fingers. It's a blood test. All you ask for is PSA. You take that level, that test, and you can tell you right away. So if your PSA is high, you go check it out. It's up to you. You want to live? That's all to it. Go for it. Don't turn around and listen to somebody else or some old crazy stuff saying something stupid like that. You know, my whole thing is I didn't want to go. I'm not. But I know what I had to do. You know, certain times you say, oh, I'm not going to. I ain't going. Yeah, well, you better take your butt there. I know what I know. I'm telling you straight out, because I had the false reading the first time. And I said, I ain't going back to that stuff again. Next thing, I went back the next time, waited 3 years like a knucklehead, almost killed myself. Doctor told me to prepare for the worst. Some of my little guys right there with me and everything. And I'll tell you right off the bat, everything changed. Right then and there. And I left everybody and walked around the hospital. The whole hospital left everybody, wife, everybody. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Everything had stopped. I had to get myself together. You know, took me 2 months, month and a half. Kept listening to it. I said, you know what, I'm giving me another opinion. And I went and tried this cyber knife. You know, 10-point radiation. I had the radiation where they say it's 10 times stronger than anything. You know, most time you get 50 treatments. I had 10 treatments. That's what I had. Five treatments. But let me tell you, when I tell you hell, you thought you were going to die through this stuff. I mean, it felt like it was strong. You couldn't eat. I was only allowed to eat 6 ounces of food. It had to be fish. Couldn't have anything on it. Had to be, it only could be baked. And then I have yogurt. Everything had to be clear because they put gold rods in there, and the machine's got to see where it's got to go to the left, where to the right. The system had to be cleaned out. You know, like people saying, you know, losing weight. Whew, did I lose weight? I lost so much weight, my ribs were hurting because it felt like my skin was pulling together because you wasn't eating. There was nothing in your system. It was bad. So I know how anything is said. And like I said, you see me sometimes, you see, I still got this white shit on, blah, blah, blah. It's sunblock, buddy. It's sunblock, because once you do the radiation, your skin is not the same. You have to cover your skin. You have to be covered up good. Before I leave the house on the summertime, I have to spray myself down 15 minutes before I hit the sunlight, because I will get burnt real quick, and I will get, it's called sun poison. So that's what happens when you go through radiation. A lot of other things, you get different drawbacks on different people, but that's the whole thing. That's why I say it's a good thing to support each other and be walking with each other, and be surprised what the next man might be, got it worse than you. So I'm just going to, if anybody else wants to say anything before I close the show down, but I'm going to close it down now. And like I said, if anybody wants to come down, we'll be there. And basically, I think we're going to walk about 4 o'clock, I think. I'm going to say 4, so everybody can get there. It's not going to be 1 or something like that. We have 4 o'clock. They have some racing going on. And then about 4 o'clock, we'll walk and have a little fun talk and then go from there. And I got a couple guys coming out there, shoot a couple little videos for me. you guys want to get on the mic or whatever, because I always make a video every year when we're doing something. And I keep it later on. I play a little clip here and there. So if you guys or anybody wants to come on down, see me, and I'll definitely get you on there. All right, so if anybody want to get it, before otherwise I'm going to be shutting it down. Anybody have anything last to say?
Yeah. I guess have a good night, everyone. Be safe, and I guess we'll see each other soon.
Yep, and
good night.
Gonna be interesting. All right. I'll be talking to y'all soon, though. And hopefully I can have this thing situated for next Tuesday so everybody knows. And also, like I said, if you got anybody that's part of that you want to see DJ that you think is good to have a little something fun with it, let me know who represents you, and we go from there. We'll get them all together, and I'm gonna turn around and tell them how much time they get to play. And then the next one goes on. If everybody remembers last time how it was great. You know, I made them do old school last time. It was perfect, you know. It brought you back, you know, having a just fun time, that's all. This time I'm going to do it a little bit, something different. Let's make them do a little something different. We're going to figure it out and just have a little fun with it. So we keep on going through the years, through the whole thing. Like I said, I like going through doing contests and everything else, having fun with it. And I'm not asking nobody for not one dime. It's just all having fun. That's what it's about. So that's what it's going to be. I'm going to do it again. So nobody needs to give out any money. All I do is want me a couple judges. And maybe, hey, Driver, I don't know if you're into it, but if you want to be one of the judges, we can have you as one of the judges also. But I'd rather have somebody.
Play and listen to the music.
Yeah, listen to the music. Tell me which one you think is the best. I don't know if you guys remember the last one I had. But, man, it was like old school, and let me tell you, they were bringing some of the stuff back. I was like, man, I remember that one. I remember being downstairs at somebody's house party, you know. Hey, we had the one guy that won, he actually turned around, and he took the Jefferson. He took some of the sitcoms and took the beginning part and turned it into like almost a song. The way he cut it, it was crazy. You know, whether it's the Jeffersons, and he took some of a good time and put that in there. Oh man, it was really exciting. Everybody was like, wow, he brought us back, boy. You know, so I want to do a little something to bring us back a little bit, a little cheery something, like a little something towards the holiday spirit. So we'll do that, the same thing again. And I think it's good. It's good to be hanging out. You know what I mean? At that day, I'll never forget it. The right time to do it. There was nothing going on, and it was perfect. Everybody was on there, and man, it was. These guys didn't want to get off. That's how bad it was. They said, "How can you go again?" And they kept going. And so the whole day, I said, everybody was asking for mixtapes and all that. They wanted the guys to make tape for them. It was cool. So I felt I'd do another one because it was pretty fun. So if anybody got anybody next week, let me know who they got to enter. And we'll take it like that. All right, so I'm going to say good night and God bless you guys, and we'll be talking next Tuesday.
All right.
Care. All right, take care.
All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, thank you, bye.
You talk, Cocktail.